So good.
Welcome back, everybody. This was actually my opener for the Brian Kelly Show for a long time.
I can dig it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Ben Folds. I just read his sort of autobiography, A Dream About Lightning Bugs. I'm almost done with it. Fantastic, and it was pretty much interesting how he had a life that pretty much mirrored mine in several different ways. Congratulations, Ben Folds. It's so amazing how his music landed almost perfectly on me at the time that he wrote it. How
sure.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun fact, he was playing a ridiculous piano song in the middle of New York on 9/11 because his album dropped that day.
Oh, that's awful.
Rock in the Suburbs came out that day.
Did it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh,
that,
man.
It did not. I was also supposed to, that was the year I graduated college. I had just moved to Chicago on a check that I had gotten from the What About Jones show, which was filmed in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they canceled the show because nobody wanted to fly to Chicago anymore to film it.
Oh, man.
But that show had a bunch of people in it, including Joan Cusack and Jeff Garland. A whole bunch of people who were, a bunch of people were working right now.
Very and
I
funny.
Got,
yeah.
I did a scene with Laura from Family Ties. That was pretty cool. Family Matters. I'm sorry, Family Matters. Completely different show. But they had the word family in it. In any case, they canceled that show because nobody wanted to go, and it got canceled 4 days before my episode was supposed to air. So my national TV debut was delayed by a couple years.
Ooh.
That's all right. You guys are going to have enough of me going forward
darn
here.
Tootin'.
But before we go on to the palate cleanser for the week, I'm going to go to Joe in Madison. You've been patiently waiting. How you doing, Joe? What's going on?
Hi, you guys. As always, you're making a mountain of sense and interesting times. So thank you so much for the stuff that you've been covering today. I called with a complete tangent, which is a couple of days ago, Luke was talking about going out and getting himself a fancy, lovely pizza at Sal's Tomato Pies.
Yeah.
And describing what a great meal it was. So I was just so tangent landing in here, which is that I was cruising down State Street and feeling just a tiny bit hungry and thought to myself, well, there's Hawks. I've had good food there before. And
heck yeah.
Man, oh, I'm telling you, maybe I'm killing you here by telling you this, but big plate of onion rings with dipping sauce. And,
oh, yeah.
My life was changed that afternoon. It was really changed. But it ties in because you guys were talking about the proposed change in marijuana legislation, and you had said that we were talking about alcohol being just not a good thing in some people's lives. But I would say that a good bar is never just about the alcohol.
That's right.
A good bar is about way, way more than that. It is about a vibe. It's about a look. It is about company and good food and good times.
And care for the patrons. That, yes, yes.
Yeah. Joe, I got to tell you, when I worked in a bar, I knew it was a good bar because every year, at least once or twice, people would come in after the wedding they just had because they met at the bar we were at. At least once or twice a year.
It speaks volumes, and I would encourage people, if they're down on State Street, pop in. It is a convivial, pretty place with nice big windows that look out on State Street, so you can have your plate of onion rings, as I did, and watch life go by. And I'm telling you, darn pleasant, really, really pleasant. So great sponsor, and I'll tell you, great food, and about so much more than just out. It's about the ambiance and just the pleasantness of coming into that place. So avail yourself, folks, and that's my tangent for Friday.
That's a wonderful tangent. Thank you so much for it. I really appreciate that, Joe. Yeah, I love Hawks.
And you have a great point, Joe, as far as that, you know, my reference to alcohol goes. Some of our strongest affiliates, some of our best sponsors, you know, are involved in alcohol sales, own a bar, whatever it might be. And I don't mean to demonize alcohol as a substance, you know. We were talking about marijuana, you know, about the scourge caused by the government on its on its control.
Wouldn't it be great if he could, you know, sell both?
Yeah, it would. But just because that's what I always thought growing up, you know, watching people get locked up, get their lives tied up in knots over marijuana, and while at just simultaneously seeing lives ruined by alcohol, just ruined people dying, drinking themselves to death.
You can drink yourself to death. I encourage you not to try, but you can't smoke yourself to death. But I do want to palate cleanse for the week. We started off the week with the Oscars and the slap heard around the world. I'm going to finish with the Oscars, but I have a reading from McSweeney's here. And it is written by Emily Flake and is called "I'm Timothy Chalamet, and this was supposed to be my controversial Oscars night." I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Will Smith stole my night. With that one theatrical slap, he undid months of work, not just by me, but by the entire team of stylists.
Yeah.
If I could overlook it if I'd just shown up in Dior women's wear. After all, Harry Styles has been showing up in women's wear to everything. So it's not like I would have expected those ripples to be huge. But I showed up in Dior women's wear and no shirt. And that, people, is a discourse move. Except now, of course, the discourse will all be about duels and alopecia. Truly, when I slid the sumptuous fabric of my lace blazer over my sleeveless arms, I thought the only smooth skin anyone would be talking about tonight was the stuff on my chest, visible for all to see and enjoy. Leave it to Jada Pinkett Smith to show up with the medical condition and hog the entire spotlight. Look, if we're being honest, I would have been a little put out by that alone. But then her devoted husband had to go full pistols at dawn at Chris Rock for that tired G.I. Jane reference, and now nobody is talking about my gender-bending bravery and my luscious, buttery, bare chest. Seriously, my chest is like a bolt of silk made love to a saucer of the freshest cream. But will that be the headline today? Nope. Most certainly not.
And I agree. There was some vivacious reporting, but it was like a bucket of cold water when it happened.
Yeah.
I didn't like watching that. And yeah, it did steal, and in more ways than this, which I must say, it's a travesty what was taken in this moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, you know, it took the spotlight from Coda. It took the spotlight from Dune, which was a fantastic, beautiful movie. It took the spotlight from a lot of really, I mean, a woman won Best Director 2 years in a row. Which, again, I'm glad that everybody's like, oh, that's great. It's commonplace because it should be commonplace, but it's noteworthy because it's the first time it's ever happened.
Oh.
And as far as Timothée Chalamet goes, you could show up without a shirt on. I don't care. Half the women that show up there are completely naked anyway. I mean, did you see what Scarlett Johansson was wearing? Because if not, it keeps popping up on my screen, and I keep seeing what Scarlett Johansson was wearing.
You're not looking for it.
I'm not. I really am not, because it'll show up anytime I moved. It's so hard to be a white dude, you know?
Is it?
My gosh.
Is it?
No. I mean, comparatively. Anyway. But Timothée Chalamet, I don't care. Dude, that's awesome, man. He did a great job. He's a good actor. Dude, you want to make a statement like that? I just think about wearing a... because I used to wear the T-shirt and a blazer, you know, that whole
LA formal. Right now. I can see it on the wall.
Well, the problem is that those sleeves would make me sweat, and I would just be sweatier because of it.
Sure.
So, again, Timothée Chalamet must have completely coated himself in antiperspirant. Otherwise, dude has got to be coated in sweat.
Sacrifices, Brian.
Yeah. But again, I that's why I'm not fashionable. I like to be comfortable. But that's also why I'm dressed like a Russian gangster right now. So, all right, guys, that's Dueling Tangents for the week. Give us a call next week, 844-967-2789, and we'll see you. I'll be gone Monday, but all right.
Take care, my friend.